inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka state, we are insignificant living entities, and you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller. Therefore, how can we offer suitable prayers unto you? When this demon was condemned by devotees because they were discontented with him, he was then killed by you. Because of the Supreme Lord's appearance upon this earth is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, by the Lord Himself. Jadajadayi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharato avyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sudamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinasayat duskratam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Whenever and wherever there is a decrease in religious principles and a predominant rise in religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to establish the principles of religion. I advance myself millennium after millennium. The Lord appears in order to execute two kinds of activities, to kill the demons and to protect the devotees. When the devotees are to be disturbed by the demons, the Lord certainly appears in different incarnations to give the devotees protection. The devotees following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj should not be disturbed by the demoniac activities of the non-devotees. Rather, they should stick to their principles as sincere servants of the Lord and rest assured that demoniac activities directed against them will not be able to stop their devotional service. The great demon Hiranyakashipu was disturbing all the inhabitants of all the planetary systems. So by the date of the killing of that demon by Nrsingadev, all are relieved. So they are all offering, they were all offering their prayers and glorifications to the Lord. Here, inhabitants of Kim Purusha Loka were offering their prayers and saying that this demon was condemned by the devotees because they are disgusted with him. Was then killed by you. Yes. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna said, why? He descends to this material world. Jadajadayi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharato avyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sudamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskratam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. This is the reason. Why the Lord incarnates himself in this material world? Whenever and wherever there is a decrease in religious principles and a predominant rise in religion, at that time I descend myself to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. Dharma sansthapanarthaya. Two activities. The Lord descends this material world to execute two kinds of activities, to kill the demons and protect the devotees, and also to re-establish the principles of religion. what sort of principles, what sort of religion God has to re-establish.
Sanatana Dharma, eternal religious principles.
Bhagavad Dharma, Sanatana Dharma or Bhagavad Dharma. You understand? We say it, Bhagavad Dharma. This is the only dharma. Dharmam tu sakya bhagavat panditam. That is said. Dharmam tu sakya bhagavat panditam. Navai vidur rushaya napi deva na siddha mukhya asura manushya utanu vidya dharo charana daya. You see? You know this? You know this verse?
English.
You know it in English.
Yeah, and I know, I recognize it. Yeah, it's scary.
Yes. Yes, tell me in English.
This Bhagavad Dharma propounds the highest truth. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, like, which, let me hear what you say.
Which,
Dharmam tu sakya bhagavat panitam.
Superior to all of these other dharmas which are materially motivated and pounds the highest truth, service to Krishna.
That's not.
That's the exact.
Dharmam tu sakya bhagavat panitam. Namai vidurushaya nati deva. Na siddha mukha asura manushya kuta vidya dharat charanati.
Kicks out cheating religion. Kicks out cheating religion.
Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead has framed the principles of religion. Nobody else. No human beings, no demons, no demigods, no siddhas, no kimpurushas, no charanas, nobody else. Dharmanta sakyat bhagavatam. Only Bhagavan frames the principles of religion. That's known as Bhagavad Dharma. When that Bhagavad Dharma is in stake, you understand? Disturbed by demons. Those who are devotees, they follow these principles of this dharma. But the demons, they don't follow. You understand? So that is disturbed the devotees. And the devotees are disturbed. The Supreme Lord incarnates Himself to protect them and to kill the demons and re-establish this principle of dharma again. You understand? This is the activity of the law. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said, dharma mulaihi bhagavan sarva vedamayo hari smritam ca tadvidam rajan jena ca atma prasidati. You understand? You know this verse? The seventh canto, 11th chapter, this will come. Dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva vedamayo hari smritam ca tadvidam rajan jena ca atma prasidati. You understand? Sukhda Goswami tells Parikit Maharaj, O king, Bhagavan is the root of this dharma. You understand? And he is sarva-vedamaya Hari. That Supreme Lord Hari is filled with all Vedas. All Vedas mana from out sarva-vedamaya Hari. You understand? When this dharma is established and person who follows this dharma, principles of dharma, chatma, the atma prasidati, the soul gets pleasure. You understand? What is the only dharma of all the living entities?
Rendering service to the Supreme.
Eva vaneva lokasmin punsa dharma parasmrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahana divi. You understand? Sixth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam said this. Etavaneva lokasmin punsa dharma para smrita bhakti yoga bhagavati tannama grahana. You understand? Nam means name. Yeah? By chanting the holy name of the Lord, you understand? That is also a dharma. This tannama grahana divi. By chanting the holy name of the Lord with love, from faith and love, pradhi. That is bhakti yoga. You understand? That is bhakti yoga. And this is the only dharma of all the living entities. You understand? Supreme Dharma, this is Param Dharma. So one may raise this question that the human being can chant the holy name of the Lord. The human being can just absorb this principle of dharma in his life. How? The other living entities can do? Can they chant? So, here this verse says, that this dharma, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is param dharma, it's supreme dharma of all living entities. How is it?
I would say that either have to get the mercy from hearing the holy name or wait until they get the human form.
When the human beings will chant loudly, the devotee is special. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This transcendental sound vibration, you understand? This does good to one and all. Those who cannot utter this name or speak or say, if this transcendental sound vibration touches them, they will be benefited. You understand? So, the human beings and the devotees, they do the supreme good, benefit. All living entities by chanting, doing this, non-sankirtan. You understand? Thereby, the other living entities, as you say, soon become human beings and be devotees. You understand? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, He made all the other living entities, the lions, the tigers, deer, the forest, chant and dance. Chant Hare Krishna and dance. He can do bigger issue than that. We can. But we can chant loudly and spread this transcendental sound vibration and fill the atmosphere with it. So all of the entities get their back. You understand that? So in this age, Kali Yuga, what is the dharma? Real dharma? This Bhagavad dharma?
Harinam
Sankirtan. This is Bhagavad dharma in Kali Yuga. Especially in Kali Yuga. Doesn't mean that is not dharma in other yugas. Is eternal dharma. You understand? It is in the Vedas. You understand? It is in the Vedas, eternal dharma. For the people, you understand, for one and all. But especially this Kali Yuga, it is most important. You understand? Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Kali Kale Mahamarute Krishna Avataro.
Kali Kale Mahamarute Krishna Avataro.
Namo Hoite Hoye Sarpo. What is the incarnation of Krishna in this Kali Yuga?
Holy name.
Holy name, yes. Krishna incarnation in this Kali Yuga is holy name, Namavatar. You understand? He has incarnated himself in the form of his holy name. No other incarnation is there in Kali Yuga. You understand? Only at the end of Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga will come. No other incarnation in the meantime. But there are some Pashandis. You understand Pashandi? Miscreants, rascals. You understand? They claim themselves as avatar. I am Bhagavan, I am avatar. Like that. That yogi? No, no, no. Sai Baba, Sai Baba. Sai Bhagavan, Sai Krishna. Let's say. Sai Baba. He himself says?
Sai Baba.
He himself says? That means he says, yes, I am. All right, let him display. Oh, And all rascaldom is going on. You understand? So, the Shastra says, only Kalikale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatara. And one incarnation in Kalikale is name incarnation. No other incarnation is there. You understand? And all these Bakhand, these Basand, these grants, rascals, they say, my Guru Maharaj, beloved Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Maharaj said, one who says or claims himself to be God or incarnation is a rascal, does accept them as such. They are also rascals. And all of them should be beaten with shoes. Beat them with shoes. You understand? A bold face. And nobody protests. Yes, that's correct. Because devotee is always fearless. He's never afraid of any sort of this demoniac activities. You understand? Always fearless. Bold face. Isn't it? So one question is there. Srimad Mahaprabhu came and he did this Harisankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You understand? This Harinam Sankirtan, Yuga Dharma, yes, established. But this Dharma is known as Vaishnava Dharma, isn't it? We say it Vaishnava Dharma. Another name of this Dharma is Vaishnava Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Atma Dharma. So it is in the Vedas. So what if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do? Did he do anything new? He didn't do anything new. It's already there. So, what is the special significance of Mahaprabhu?
Freely distributing to the most fallen.
You see, this Vaishnava Dharma, the Acharya say, Mahajana say, this Vaishnava Dharma is like a lotus flower. You understand? Have you heard it? It's like a lotus flower. So when a flower comes out, it's bud. B-U-D. Do you understand? It's bud. First stage. Then gradually it blossoms. So at the time of when Brahma was born, you see, so Lord Narayan taught Brahma about this dharma. That are four verses, Chatu Sloki Bhagavat. You understand? At that time, in what form this dharma was? just beginning of germination of this dharma in the heart of the living entity. In that form. Then Prahlad, you see, now we are discussing about Srimad. I say, Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, is here now. So, at the time of Prahlad, in what form it became? At that time it was just germinating. At the time of Prahlad, it became like a pot. You understand? And then Sukadev Goswami is now instructing this thing, narrating this thing, this is Bhagavatam, Bhagavadharma. You understand? At that time, when Sukadev Goswami narrated, at the beginning of Kali Yuga, 5,000 years ago, at that time, in what form it was? It just begins to blossom. You understand? And when the Acharyas came, Acharyas of Vaishnava Dharma, the Swamis, you understand? I mean to say, not Goswamis, prior to that, the four Acharyas, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhva Acharya, at that time, how is it? You don't know all these things, most important. It becomes a flower, you understand? Gradual blossoming. So when Mahaprabhu came, this flower is known as Prema Pushpa, flower of love. You understand? It's completely holy blossom. You understand? When a very nice flower, scented flower, holy blossom, the nice scent comes to the nose of the human being and then enters into the heart. Isn't it? Then heart is nice. Everything becomes nice and dead. You understand? So, when Mahaprabhu came, so this thing happened. You understand? And the most confidential thing in this dharma is Naam Prem. Get Prem by chanting Naam, pure name. You understand? Mahaprabhu gave this thing to all living entities, isn't it? Prior to Mahaprabhu, nobody has given this thing, though it is there in the Vedas. This is the speciality of Srimad Mahaprabhu. You understand now? Though it is in Vedas, but it has not come to the living entities. It had never come. Mahaprabhu got it on this place. And distributed it to one and all. Prior to advent of Srimad Mahaprabhu, it was not known to the living entities. Though it is. You understand? This is the speciality. You follow? Most important. Mahaprabhu did. Name can give everything. There are four purusharthas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And above them, fifth one is prem bhakti, pancham purusartha, fifth purusartha, prem bhakti. This name can give, you understand? And that's the ultimate. The name can give, the ultimate thing is prem. You understand? But if someone may be chanting name, but if you not accept, you come under the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu, cannot get prem. He may give yet other things, dharma, artha, kaam, artha, mokya, at best. Adamila, most sinful person, by uttering Narayana, name of his son, he never called for Narayana, his Lord. He called for his son. But fortunately enough, he had named his youngest son Narayana, which is the name of the Lord. So, all the sins at once destroyed. You understand? So, Vishnu does appear. And Diva, Jamdutas, touch his body. You understand? Such thing happened. What he got? What stage he got? Adamila.
Moksha.
He attained the Namabhasa stage. Namabhasa Mokya. Someone attains Namabhasa stage, he can get Mokya. Liberation. You understand? Dharma, artha, kaam, fourth one is moksha, liberation, the name can give. The greatest sinful person of Jamila could have it. What to speak of others? Such is not name, holy name. One may go up to this stage, moksha, but he cannot get prem unless he comes under Mahaprabhu or Gaurapriya Jana. Those were very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? This rascal, that Sai Baba, is also chanting Hare Krishna, this Govinda Gopal Ram, says, doing nice kirtan also, isn't it? What he gets? He gets dharma, artha, kaam. So-called religiosity and money, artha, and kaam fulfills all the material desires of all his followers. So his followers say that he is Supreme Lord, fulfills all their material desires. Cannot give moksha, cannot give liberation. What to speak of prem? You understand? His name can be. It is said. Such is the glory, you see, of a wonderful fact of chanting Harinam. You understand? One who is a blind, you see, and also as well as deaf, blind and deaf, he cannot hear also. This is a deaf person. What shall he do? How can he chant? Will he not be benefited? You write Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And just touch his hand, alright, you touch this, then get benefit. By touching, because he's deaf and he's blind. He can see or read and he can hear. Only by touching this Mahamantra here with benefit. Such is the glory. You see? So all these things rascals, they are also getting this dharma artha kama. If by chance they can achieve the stage of namabhasa, like Ajamila, they may get liberation, but they cannot get praying. Unless this commander, they accept Srimad Mahaprabhu or accept the lotus feet of their devotees of Mahaprabhu. You understand? Such is it. Yes?
When it's stated that Ajamila received liberation,
yes.
What type of liberation? Just impersonal liberation or Vaikuntha?
You see, that is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ajamila didn't die. Jamdutas was going to take him. They were debarred. He didn't die. His lifespan was enhanced. You understand? So, then this Vishnu Dutas, they are Vaishnavas, they came and he got the opportunity of associating with them. So, his consciousness changed. You understand? He was very much ashamed and he atoned. That's a sort of atonement on his part, that I am such a sinner, I had committed so many sins. Now I could understand. Now anyhow, fortunately, I am saved now. So he promised no more sinful act. I'll commit. So his lifespan was extended. So he went to Haradwar and stayed there among the sadhus and did sadhan bhojan, nam bhojan. Then he did it. So he attained that space of praying. Then by association of sadhus. So when the time came to depart from this material world, an aeroplane came to him from Vaikuntha Lok, just take to him, you see, he attained such place.
So only under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can one go to Goloka?
He couldn't go to Goloka, he went to Vaikuntha. You understand? No pain, but he got and transcended Vaikuntha.
Another question.
Yeah.
You were explaining how Harinam is the supreme dharma for all ages.
Yes.
Then why is it in other ages like Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, there is some emphasis on the Yuga dharma,
yes,
sacrifice and
meditation? Yes, there are Yuga dharmas. We discuss it in the different ages.
But why is there no emphasis on
that
the chanting?
That is, what we say, Taraka Brahma Naam. This Taraka Brahma Naam, Taraka Brahma Naam, are all ages are there. Taraka Brahma Naam for all ages. Do you know it? The Taraka Brahma Naam for all ages? Don't know. That too is this part, you see. How there are different Tarka Brahma Namas in different ages. Yeah. And Satya Yuga, this name said, Narayana Praveda, Narayana Prakara, Narayana Pramukti, Narayana Praveda. This was Satya Yuga.
Sings.
You know these names? Narayana. Narayana para Veda, Narayana para Khera, Narayana para Mukti, Narayana para Gopi. This is Tark Brahmanam or Satya Yuga. Do you understand? Its purpose is that. Only one name, Narayana, is there. Huh? Ultimate destination is Narayana, they say. This name says. It is Aishwarjavata. Narayana is Aishwarjavata. It's full of opulence, not Madhavurjya. You understand? In Rasa, we have five main rasa: Santo, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. In this rasa, is Santa Rasa predominating, and just a little Dasya is there, no other things, this much. You understand? Then in Treta Yuga, Tarka Brahmanam came, Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Madhusudan, Krishna Kesava Kansare Hare Vaikuntha Bhamana. All these names. Treta. You understand? Names are there, but what is the purpose and what does it give? What do those names give? All these names, Rama, Narayana, Mukunda, Madhusudana, Krishna, Kesava, Kansari, Vaikuntha, Bhamana, these names are there. Do you understand? This is all Aishwarjavata. And rasa is there, dasya rasa, full dasya rasa, and little sakya, this much. You understand? Then in Dwapar, Tarka Brahmanam came, Hare Murare, Madhukaitavare, Gopala Govinda Mukunda Saurai, Jagyesa Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirasvayamma Jagadisa Rakhya. You understand? This is Tarka Brahmanam, Dwapar Yuga. So, all these names, the Nirasrayamma Jagadisha Raksha, this is most important. This Nirasya, that means no other body is there to protect him, only Jagadish will protect him. Nirasrayamma Jagadisha Raksha. Lord of the universe, you know. Understand. Jagadish is Krishna. In the here, Santa Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Sakya Rasa, and Vatsalya. These four are here. No matter. But in Kali Yuga, best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It comes Madhurya Rasa. You understand? Madhurya Rasa means all rasas are there. Santa Dasya, Sakya Vatsalya, everything is there, but Madhurya is predominant. You understand? So this is the best. Yeah? This Mahamantra, or Kali Yuga. Yeah? And Mahaprabhu gave this indiscriminately, one and all. You understand? He never distinguishes whether he is a qualified person or non-qualified. You understand? And everywhere is spread. Now, desa kala niyo. You understand? Everywhere, all the time. Nothing.
Same type of benefit is getting in Satyuga for performing meditation thousands of years, hundreds of years.
Yeah. Kutya Jodhata Vishnu.
Just Aishwarya.
Tratyaya Jodhata Makshi. Vapari Parishajyaya Kauta Dhari Kirtan. Yes, same thing that means they can get this up to entrance into Vaikuntha. As we discussed, but no Mahabhujya. Something more is here in this Mahaprabhu's Harinam. Mahaprabhu gave prem. Nobody has given prem. You understand? This is difference. And that we discussed also. Gradual blossoming of this path. Do you understand me?
Somewhat.
Yes. So this age, Kali Yuga, especially this age. Because in this age, Mahaprabhu himself has come. Do you understand? This is best age. Those who are born as human beings, this age, they are very, very fortunate. They must take this opportunity that Mahaprabhu was given. You understand?
Jai Srila Prabhupada Shiva.